You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has urged all believers to respond to the logic of waste and demographic downturn by upholding and promoting a culture of life. Speaking to the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square after the recitation of the Angelus prayer, the Pope marked Sunday's celebration in Italy of the Day for Life with a call to join Italian bishops in promoting a culture of life in which no one is left alone.
Ogni vita è sacra.
Each life is sacred, Pope Francis said. Let's pray together for those children who risk a pregnancy termination and for those who are nearing the end of life. May no one, he continued, be left alone, and may love defend the sense of life. Quoting the words of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, life is beauty, admire it. Life is life, fight for it. He said that this is true for the child about to be born and for the person who is about to die.
Sia col bambino che sta per nascere, sia con la persona che è vicina a morire.
Every life, he repeated, is sacred. During his catechesis, the Pope referred to the Gospel reading of the day that tells of the Sermon on the Mount and urged Christians to preserve society from corruption and gossip. We are the salt of the earth, he said, and the mission of Christians in society is to give flavour to life with faith and with the love that Christ has given us, rejecting the polluting germs of selfishness, envy and gossip. These germs, the Pope said, ruin the texture of our communities that must be places of welcome, solidarity and reconciliation. To be able to fulfil this mission, he continued, it is necessary to be free from the corrupting degeneration of worldly influences that are contrary to Christ and to the Gospel. Pointing out that it is above all our behaviour, for the better or for the worse, which leaves a mark in others, he said we Christians are recognisable as true disciples of Christ in our actions. And inviting believers to share their faith and allow it to shine brightly, he said the world is much in need of the light of the gospel that transforms, heals and gives salvation to he who embraces it.
E quanto ha bisogno il mondo della luce del Vangelo.
When we give of the light of our faith, Pope Francis said, we do not extinguish it, but strengthen it. But, he warned, it must be nurtured with love and with works of charity. I'm Linda Bordoni.